Hello, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, whenever you are listening to this. Today is May 5th, 2017. I am doing a better job at stopping in the moment, when I can at least, to share the thoughts that are going through my mind, share my experiences, things that I know would have value to other people and to the universe. And so a couple of nights ago, I was out with my love and my best friend. We were listening to a live band perform at a local bar and just talking about life and love and hardship and success and setbacks and just anything under the sun that came to mind. And in the midst of conversing with them, I was talking about one aspect of running my business, which is the event planning component, which is like the primary thing, the number one thing, the priority, usually at any given time during the day. In the midst of that, just thinking about that godforsaken word balance, which is a myth. It is unattainable bullshit is what I call it. And just talking about how to create a healthy divide between the various aspects of existing. And what came to mind immediately in that moment was meditation. For me, meditation has always been my thing that has gotten me through a lot for as long as I can remember, and is the very reason I became a certified meditation instructor so that I can deepen my practice and also share this with other people. In terms of meditation, thinking about what a word that I have been using habitually for about the past year, fuckery. Fuckery in terms of the things that happen in life that are as a result of a person, a place, or a thing, be it done in the past, in the present, or coming up in the future. That is how I identify with things that happen in life that are unexpected, you don't really want to accept, but it's a reality, and it is what it is type of thing. And then light obviously meaning our life, our innermost well-being, our presence, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of those things. And so that became my slogan. The instant I thought it, I wrote it down in the notes in my phone, and then I went and created a graphic. And I was like, you know what? This is it. This is the catchphrase. This is the vision statement. This is the mission of what I am doing with these meditation classes, the value it's going to bring the individuals who are interested in taking the meditation classes. It gets straight to the point. Meditate the fuckery out of your light. And it's a constant practice every single day, no matter where you are in your life, in your career, your personal life. You're looking to excel, you are set back, you were fired, you just got a new position, you've been working that position for 10 years, you have excelled and you now want another position, you want to leave the industry entirely, personal life with relationships with a significant other, breakups, hardships that you go through with breakups or situations you deal with family and friends, whatever it is, we all experience these instances in our life where it throws us off. It sets us back. It makes us unhappy. It makes us sad. It makes us angry. It pisses us off. That is what I call fuckery. And we have to continuously make sure we are taking care of ourselves. Make sure that we are dealing with the things we are growing through in a healthy manner. And so with this catchphrase that I coined, that I absolutely adore, and I've been receiving nothing but amazing, like high five, kick ass feedback as a result ever since I posted the graphic that shares that exact phrase and what it means to me and what, you know, it impacts and how it will be applied moving forward. It's been just like, wow, this is it. Meditate the fuckery out of your light. So this is my encouragement to you to focus on being at peace. Focus on your innermost thoughts. That is where you are untouchable. That is where you can be untouchable if you are not. That is where you control where you are and where you want to be. The events that happen to you, the way in which you respond to them, the way in which you allow the stress to impact you, all of those things, you have the power and the ability to control. You just have to find a way to make it work inside of your own mind, inside of your own head, so that it translates in a positive way. For me, it's meditation. If you haven't tried meditation, you should. If you're local, you know where to find me. Come and take one of the meditation classes. I'm also getting ready to offer the meditation classes in external places outside of my own space in my showroom here in Hartford. I want to share this. I want this to go as far as it needs to go. We need to love ourselves from the inside out, and this gives us the perfect opportunity to do so. Thanks for listening. Carmen Veal here. You can find me on social media as Carmen Veal, my website, carmenveal.com. I adore you. Talk soon.